Okay, there we go. Now we're on. There, thank you, Bob. We're going to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories live from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA 93.1. Or maybe you found us on the website. However, thank you for tuning in. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt, our good friend and co-host. We are members of a band called Trigger Happy, and I'm from the Hammond area. Eddie grew up in the Downing, Wisconsin, Glenwood City area. And we won't hold that against him. He now lives up in the White Ash Lake area, Fox Creek. And our show features live music and lively stories. It also features a guest tonight. We have two guests. We've got Bob Hubdy and Paul Gavick. Folks, you are in store for some good music from these guys. So sit back, listen, tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get it going, yeah. Okay, once again, we are on the air, and my microphone is working, I think. So, Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Yeah, good to see you. You've been busy a little bit again with some music?
It slowed down a little bit, but it's still got a few things still going around between Kenny Corona, and I'm actually going to do a couple things with Ethan, but keeping busy, so it's nice that the people are still having some live music with all this stuff going on, so...
Yeah, we were supposed to play on Friday at the nursing home here for Uncle Bob's birthday party. That got canceled.
Yep, last Friday, when that was.
I did a little something different, Eddie. I was at the nursing home, played by myself. I did a little setup like Reland Grove does. I had the electronic drummer and the harmony machine, and I did my own little show, and it went pretty good. I don't think I'd want to do it a lot, but
it's a lot of work.
It is. You and I talked about that. You did something by yourself at the
Brow Tine, yep.
And I did something in Arizona by myself. And I thought, boy, I wish Eddie was here. But I did some recording with Swanee here recently too, and him and I have been a little more active in the church. We got to play this Sunday, and we played the last couple Sundays in a row here too. So, but anyhow. Enough of that. We've got some guests here with us. We've got Bob Hubdy and Paul Gavick. We want to say hello to you,
Welcome
gentlemen.
To you too.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you guys.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. It's. I know Bob. You were here before with us, and of course you were a longtime member of Trigger Happy as well. Paul, this is your first trip to Amory for the radio station.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. So.
Yeah. I was here with Elvis, the Elvis show, a couple years ago.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
For
Joe Sir's Elvis show that over at the theater.
Okay, yeah, that's right. We did something with him one time in New Richmond, and
was that okay?
Good, very talented.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for sure. Yeah, so you guys had the County Line band for a number of years, and we're going to talk about some of that, and. But Paul, we always ask everybody too, what inspired you to start playing music? How did you get started, or what can you tell us about your early roots of music?
Well, it wasn't that, Eddie, but I think a lot of people, the Beatles. You know, when I was in first grade, probably saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan and with my sisters and mom and dad and sitting around the TV there and. And I don't know if I remember the music as much as all the girls screaming. I thought that looked like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, from that day forward, I think I just wanted to play in a band.
Sure.
You know, So I did everything I could to get myself a guitar and learn how to play the thing, and which wasn't easy around Spring Valley, Wisconsin,
yeah.
As you probably know, too. You know, there's not anybody to teach you how to play.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Self-taught and worked my way around that. And then as I got into, you know, even later in grade school, junior high, we started putting bands together and you know, playing anything we could.
Sure.
And through high school with Lyle Baumgartner and Dennis Wood down there in the, we call it SAC.
Oh.
So we played, that was a rock and roll band, and I think the same time the County Line was starting up, they were doing country music, and we were doing, you know, everything from Alice Cooper to Doobie Brothers and anything we could get our hands on, you know, because you had to get a record to copy, you know, back then.
Yeah.
So we wore out a lot of records, but then, yeah, these guys were playing around. I think, I don't even know if we were of age, we were playing the bars and...
Oh, yeah, sure. It's been,
you know, around
we were
Elmwood
15 and, or 16, I think,
yeah.
When we started, but you guys were going a little bit ahead of us, too.
Yeah,
really.
So we were playing the little bars around Elmwood, Spring Valley, Hammond, and,
sure,
you know, doing that stuff.
And so, you went to school in Spring Valley, is that right?
Yep, yep, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so then went down to Milwaukee and went to college in Milwaukee and played in a band down there and then started doing solo stuff with my acoustic down there and
nice.
come home for the summer, and I'd be playing on Ziggy's pool table down in Spring Valley. Mm. And then the County Line boys called me up one summer. I don't know when that was exactly, but...
Yeah, I think probably about 76, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I'd have wrote some of this stuff down.
Right? But they were looking for a guitar player, and I thought, gee, I never even tried to play country music before. That was my first shot at it, and I loved it. And ever since then, I just love country music.
Oh, good.
I mean, that's what I, you know, I still play, you know, since then, you know, the County Line played for a few years, and then I got into another kind of pop rock band, and we've been playing ever since, actually, 83 through now. We're still playing, Riser, it's called.
Oh, okay. Well, nice.
And that's a six-piece band. We, you know, do a lot of classic rock and stuff like that. We're still playing, but I play in several country groups. Yeah.
Well, good for you. We're going to have you sing a song, and we're going to come back and do some more visiting and visit with Bob as well. But you got, I think, a Marty Stewart song you were going to throw at us here?
Yeah, I like doing this song whenever I can. I don't know, Marty Stewart's a kind of a big influence on me in the last few years, so I've been doing some stuff. It's called Burn Me Down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. You hold a wild desire, give a kiss like a mountain fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart, burn it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flame. I go crazy when you're around. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. I'm devoured by a fire flame. My lips can only speak your name. Spread my ashes all around. Touch me, turn me on, and
burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flame. I go crazy when you're around. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Oh, very nice. That's Paul Gavick doing that. This is Trigger Happy Memories. Yeah, WPC Radio up in Amory, Wisconsin. And we're having some fun here. Very good song, yeah. Marty Stewart was just put into the Country Music Hall of Fame, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I just
saw
that.
Okay. Yeah, he just, yeah. So it's funny, Paul, you're talking about the Beatles. There's so many of our guests that had the same story, and it's kind of my story, too. There's other things that influenced me, but we had this gentleman, Bob Scott, was with us. He grew up in Texas, and he's living up here now, but we asked him, and he's, you know, like our age, but what influenced him? He says, well, it was the Beatles, you know. It's like, yeah. So in Texas, that, it, and he says, those guys changed the world with music.
I mean, sure it just, did.
Yeah, so it's kind of a universal thing. We talked about, too, a lot of accordion players up until then, and all of a sudden, that Monday, after that Sunday night, a lot of guitars got sold.
You bet.
Yeah, and it was, like you said, it was hard to find somebody to teach you how to play guitar. Yeah. And
around here, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Kids were taking piano lessons and accordion lessons, and now guitar just exploded.
And even, I think there's a slide guitar teacher, like a Hawaiian teacher in Spring Valley, but he didn't teach guitar.
Oh, okay. Sure, yes. And Bob Hubney, we got you sitting here.
Yeah.
You're recovering from a little bit of a heart issue early this summer, but you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm back at it again. I was at the cardiologist today, and he changed my medicines a little bit, but everything seems to be on track,
good.
So we seem to be doing okay.
You're looking good, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we missed you at Fall Festival for church this year. You were going to play drums, and you just happened to fall off a ladder about 3 days before that. And Mark Casey at church, he was just waiting to give you a hard time about parking.
Yeah, I know he is.
If you parked in the handicap parking one time just to unload your drums, and somebody scolded you for doing that.
Right. Somebody wanted to leave right away, and I was parked in the spot, so I had to move my pickup quick. And Mark, he won't let me forget that.
No, so he said, I think Bob is trying to get his own handicap sticker. That's what it's all about here.
So get a little closer at Fleet Farm that way.
And again, Bob, you were the original drummer with Trigger Happy. And I got thinking, Stonewall Jackson had just passed away. I'm sure you guys heard that. December 4th. But we did a show with him. You were drumming at that time.
I was, down in Menominee it was, wasn't it?
Menominee or Chippewa Falls? I can't remember.
I think it was Menominee at the DAV.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, Menominee, yep. So that was, I think, 2008. Does that sound about right, Eddie?
I can't remember for sure, but I remember he called you a couple times, didn't he,
home? He did. I ended up calling him back one time, and his wife answers the phone. She says, well, Stonewall, he's out in the garage sweeping the floor or something. Oh. And it'd be just about like calling up anybody that, you know, and yeah, he's out here. I'll have him call you back. And he did. And what was really nice, after we did the show with him, he called me like 3 days later and thanked me. He said, tell the guys what a great job you guys did for us. I thought, that's really pretty decent of somebody like, But he had a lot of big hits.
Yeah, I didn't know of the Greg Wheeler sent me a message. He was watching, somebody must have made a DVD or some video of that thing with Stonewall with us with him or something.
Really?
And Greg said he was watching it here last week, so after he passed away. We'll have to find out what that's all about.
So.
Do you remember when he came up to us? We just met him, and we'd all listened to all the songs and learned them. But then he came, and then he says, we're going to do all these in a different tempo. You remember that? He says, we're going to do it everything about twice as fast. And I was like,
yeah, you're doing it just like the record, but let's pep it up a little bit.
Pep it up.
You don't want anybody falling asleep out there or something. So.
Well, I remember, too, he never brought a guitar with him. You know, and that's pretty trusting to come into a place and not at least have him leading us with his acoustic guitar. But that was fun. But anyhow, let's go back to some more music. Bob, are you up for something?
Sure. I'm going to do a song by Merle Haggard. cold if we make it through December.
And here we are in December, huh,
and
Bob?
Here we are, right at Christmas time.
See, right? Yep. Yeah, we got to announce the keys to the songs because there's folks out there that are listening, Bob, that like right, to play along.
They love to play along.
I like to be a good sport here. And if we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. I got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. I want a Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. But my little girl can't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. That's the one.
All right. That is Bob Hubdy.
Nice job, Eddie.
Oh.
And Paul?
Yeah. We got through her.
And you did.
And how about me, Bob? How'd I do?
You did the best. I saved the best for last.
Okay. Oh, that's Bob Hubdy singing a Merle Haggard song here in December. So very appropriate there, Bob. We talked a little bit that you guys were in the group called the County Line for quite a few years. Tell us, and you were talking that you guys had started and Paul joined you later, is that right?
Right. We were almost like competitors a little bit back in the day, but not really. I mean, we were all friends back then too. But Paul and Ronnie and Dennis and Lyle were all playing.
The rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And then I came home that one summer and you guys gave me the call and said, well, I need a lead guitar player. And I'm like, well, I can do that. But I've never tried playing country, but it was fun.
We had
harmonies, I think, is what really got us
going.
Between Jerry Hovde and Dan Hansen, Steve Jacobson.
Yep.
We just had, I think, had some of the best harmonies around in the day. Right?
Back in the day, yeah.
Well, you guys did a reunion a couple times. One was at the Coachman. You filled that place up.
Yeah, it was. Well, we were lucky, and we had a lot of family there too.
But still.
And we paid the rest of them. So.
And I remember.
Yeah, we played at the Purple Door. I think the first one we did, we played up at the Wildwood.
Wildwood, I guess.
Yeah, we were playing at the Purple Door, and my brother came up from Green Bay just to see us.
Hmm.
And he came into Woodville, and he said, well, we ended up going up, had to park up at the Hilltop, and they had you on the Jumbotron up there, so we didn't even have to come down.
Oh, boy. Yes, and going back to Woodville, Setna Maya, I remember we would play Thursday nights. That's back when the celebrations were really active. And you guys, I think, would play Friday, and Big John would play Saturday. Does that sound right, Bob?
That kind of does, yeah. We all played the Centin de Mayo a lot of years, didn't we? I mean,
yeah.
We were doing that, and then I joined you guys, and then I was playing the Centin de Mayo on a different night.
Yeah.
And then I think after I dropped out of the band for a while, and then John Turkelson and the Short Brothers, then they wanted me to play for them, so I was playing on Saturday night. So it was like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday,
sure,
or whatever. But.
Yeah. Well, we kind of chased each other around, I think, with John and Dave playing at like the Country Dam, and mm-hmm. we played the Country Dam, and I think I saw Eddie play up there. What was the band you played with again?
Stony Ridge?
I think so. You played up at the Country Dam, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I saw you playing, and that was back that about that time, so the 80s,
sure.
1980
yeah,
or so.
Stony Ridge was 79 to 82.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny how that's.
Did you do a Hotel California?
I did it once.
That was the time.
That was the only time.
3 pages of words.
Paul, you got something you want to sing again there?
Sure. Here's a song the County Line used to do it by Pure Prairie League, and it's called "Picking to Beat the Devil." And I'll just start it out here, and then we'll see where it goes.
All right.
I made my rounds singing country churches, playing my guitar for free. My repertoire was 190 songs for God's glory. Now I'm picking to beat the devil, and you know he's on my tail. And the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail. I found myself in a roadside barroom, drinking the time away. Kentucky women and Tennessee whiskey, there's gonna be hell to pay. And I'm picking to be the devil, and you know he's on my tail. And the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail. To bring God's children home. 14 songs and a temperance sermon is what a good meal will buy. For a little extra, get a guitar solo and a reward in the sky. And I'm picking to beat the devil. You know he's on my tail. And Lord, in my fingers, he won't let me fail, and he won't let me fail.
Oh, very good. That's Paul Gavick.
There you go, Eddie. Eddie's doing double duty over there.
That's normal for Eddie, right?
Yeah. I was just waiting for him to pull that accordion out.
And he's got one. Yes. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you're just happen to be driving through town, this is Trigger Happy Memories. Now that we can drive through town, right, Eddie?
Yeah, boy, what a beautiful new Main Street they got here in Amory. So.
Yeah, very, very
nice. She was a slow summer.
It was, huh?
Everybody had to go around this side of town or that side of town. This was the busiest street outside here you ever saw in your life.
Well, your partner got hit by a car mowing the lawn out here, didn't you, Eddie?
Yeah, no, only a couple of times.
You don't have a lot of options, do you? You've got the lake on both sides, right?
Yeah.
Eddie, do you want to sing something or play something, or what do you got?
Yeah, I was just thinking when you guys were talking about us playing and competing or whatever, but I was trying to think, were the County Line boys still playing when I started? Bob, when you and I started with Trigger Happy in 83, I remember playing at the Valley House, and I thought that the County Line boys were playing there too at the same time, or were they still going after you came with us?
I think you were with Stony Ridge then.
Oh, yeah.
You and I started in Trigger Happy the same time.
Okay, so that's what it was. So, yeah. So I was playing.
That's what I mean. I think we were kind of, we felt like we're in some of the same bands together because we were so close.
That's what it was.
So crossed paths, in the middle of nowhere. But.
Yeah.
Cross contamination.
Well, I got a little song here by Hank Williams. A couple of different versions I listened to. Actually, Gay Magnifici sent it over to me on Facebook, and she says, Ed, check this out. This is a dandy. And she sent me the Billy Bob Thornton version.
Oh,
and
I
that
just
was
heard
actually
that. Yeah, I just heard it.
Yeah, that was in B flat. And then I listened to Hank doing it, and he did it in D. So I'm going to go right down the middle in C.
See, there you go. Well, that's three up from the big end, right?
That's right.
You're going to blaze your own path, aren't you?
I'll just kind of kick it off on the one there. Two, three, four, one. I'm a rolling stone, all along and lost. For a life of sin, I've paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine and a woman's life make a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Why don't you pick a little bit, Paul? A lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Oh Lord, I take a cost, oh, the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start to rambling around on this road of sin. Are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you'll curse the day down the lost highway.
Very good there, Eddie, and good song. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a neat tune. So.
You know, we've always done Hank Williams. I mean, mixed in with everything else we've done, but we've always had Hank Williams in our roster of songs. But that's a dandy there. Yeah. So, I might try one here, being it's getting kind of close to Christmas. Can we do a little rocking around the Christmas tree?
Okay, I got to do a little switching
here. Yeah, so you want to do the little.
I'm just going to leave these off for a second while we do this.
All right. Yes. So, and Bob, you didn't do any deer hunting this year, did you?
Well, I went out. Yeah, I went out, but I didn't walk around much.
Yeah.
I just sat in the stand. But
you didn't sit on the top of a ladder, did you?
I was going to say earlier I was having trouble doing that song because I couldn't tap my foot. I got this great big boot on my right foot. I fell off a ladder and broke my foot. So it's not been my year, this 2021.
Well, we're just about out of this year, so maybe...
I got to haul them around.
Well, I don't have to drive that way.
Okay.
Can I use your handicap sticker?
Little song. Bobby Helms. No, this was Brenda Lee did this one. Yep, Brenda Lee.
Okay.
So, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see everybody's trying to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit reign. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices ringing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Mental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Christmas, everybody. Eddie Schmidt on that saxophone. Yeah, so we're going to maybe say hello to a few folks, or we can wait for a couple more minutes here. Paul, you had mentioned that you are currently playing in a band called, is it Rise?
Rise, well, yeah, so after the County Line Boys kind of quit playing in '83, I did a couple of things, but then I ended up playing with some friends down in Hastings, and the band was called Riser. So I've been playing with them since then.
Okay, yeah.
So that's kind of almost like the trigger happy things kind of just keeps kind of rolling along.
Sure.
But yeah, that's a 6-piece kind of classic rock band.
Okay.
And we're still playing, but a lot less now. We do more in the summertime. We're doing some outdoor stuff. And
you play with a lot of other groups too, out of Willow.
Yeah. So
too,
now
you?
I picked up pedal steel guitar about 10 years ago. So I'm trying to chase Eddie around now on the pedal steel guitar. But so I've picked up a couple of gigs at the Willow River Saloon. There's some bands that there's a lot of bands just doing 3-piece, 4-piece gigs now.
Sure.
You know, their budgets aren't very good anymore.
No.
So it's hard to find anything. But I live out pretty close to Burkhardt out there, so I play in, let's see, the Country Outlaws. We're playing there this Friday night, actually.
Mm.
Of course, I don't know when this show is going to be recording. But
Country Outlaws. Who?
That's, let's see, well, the drummer is Steve Gerlow, and he plays in another band out there, a couple of bands out there, and that's where I kind of got sucked into this. He tried to get me to play. Well, I did play with Still Runnin' a few years. Bob Fireisen left that band, and they got, I think it was Bob, well, it was, I don't remember.
Dave.
But I started playing with Still Runnin', and then he started a band called the Country Outlaws, and I played some steel with them, and then, and I sit in with, Stagecoach is another one of those kind of three-piece, you know, country bands, or four-piece if I show up.
Yeah, well,
you
nice.
Know, so, yeah.
So you stay active.
I play as much as I can. I play at Bethel Lutheran Church in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. That's
so I played in that contemporary service for, gosh, I think we're going close to 30 years now.
And okay.
That's a six-piece group at least, so we have a pretty good-sized group. That's a fun group to play with. So every week we're doing about six or seven songs, something like that.
How many years ago was that when you were doing that Patsy Cline show at the theater, and then he had one night that...
I got Ed to sit in for me there.
That was quite a Patsy show.
Yeah, and kind of difficult music for just kind of, I think, probably 5 years ago or so.
Yeah,
and I'd probably only been playing 5 years, and that's, well, I'm still a beginner on the pedal steel guitar, but that was a fun show, kind of difficult music, but Eddie, of course, he just sits down and plays it like with his eyes closed. And that was a fun show.
Well,
and
good.
I played with Colleen Ray, has a country duets show right now, and her steel player is Joe Savage, who was my teacher. He's taught. I've known Joe for many years, and he's given me some lessons on the steel guitar. And he was looking for somebody to fill in, so I played two shows with them. One was nearly in Fargo, and the other one was
Ladysmith,
Wisconsin. I think they called Eddie too. I think both Joe and Ed bowed out and said, "Well, just call Paul Gavick; he'll do anything.
He'll do it.
He owns a steel."
He don't know where Fargo is either.
Well, Bob, you want to sing?
Bob to sing
why don't you do it?
Oh, sure.
Sing a tune there, Bob.
About something by the Amazing Rhythm Aces.
How's sure. That? This is the key of A, is it?
E.
E?
E.
Okay, all right.
Want me to kick it off for you,
Bob? Yeah, you kick her off.
Two, three, four, one.
Guess I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home. Cause this living on the road only made me tired and sore. Like a bird without a nest, like a stranger in the night, and my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight. Tastes like sweet magnolia wine, honey dripping from your lips, and that sweet little gal of mine, she's the finest in the South. Now the days are getting longer, but the nights are getting colder. I just wanna come back home, lay my head on your shoulder. I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home. Cause this living on the road
only made me tired and sore. Like a bird without a nest, like a stranger in the night, and my soul cries out for rest, and the end is not in sight.
Bob Hubdy singing that song, yes.
This I could listen to you sing all night long, Bob.
I could listen to you play all night long. What are you talking about?
Well, let's stay till midnight then.
Yeah,
what do you think?
There you go.
Is that okay with you, Bob Zonk?
Sure.
We'll just lock her up when we get...
We'll just go on live and just let her go.
Let her go,
yeah,
yep.
Let her go.
Darn right. So this is WPCA Radio. If you're just tuning in, it's Trigger Happy Memories. We got Paul Gavick with us and Bob Hubdy. And they were members of a group called the County Line Boys. And we've all shared music together a little bit here and there, so it's fun to get you guys up here. We're going to say hello to a few folks, and I hope you have got some folks you want to say hello to, too, Bob and Paul. I'm going to start with saying hello to my wife, Debbie, and my buddy, Putz, Uncle Bob, who just celebrated a birthday this week, Jim Bjorkman. Bob, you know him real well.
I do,
out in Sunburst, Montana, and he's a very faithful listener. Nick and Diane, some of our friends out in Arizona. He's got some ouzo for me there again, Eddie. We're going to get together maybe in January and with our neighbors in Arizona. He's been taking care of my, I got a little bit of grass in the backyard, and he's got the sprinklers going, seeded her down, so I'm going to get the lawnmowers going when I get out there. That'll be fun. But Gary McIntyre, who has been recovering from some health issues, he's back on his feet, and he's back painting cars again, and he's doing well. Dan Wall, Ruth, friend of ours too, it's actually Jim Bjorkman's sister, and she's out in Arizona. We'll see you out there, Ruth. Renee Butler, and Edna Bjorkman, Shirley Halliburton, Rodney Sather, Greg Lane, Tom Klinger. I'll quit at that. So, Eddie, you want to say a few there?
Then we'll just hi to my wife Joanne, our neighbors Al and Ann. Tad Late, he moved way down south now. And Brian Jevning and Club 42 Cribbage Boys and Cactus Cousins. Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, he's been listening most of the time for us, at us. And Tom Kramer. My cousin Char, he drives truck from Fargo to the cities every day, and he's usually listening in the truck. So
he's the one that said, "Eddie, you got to speak up louder on the radio."
Yeah, you got to be stronger. And the Seawells, and that's about what I got. Well, you fellers, you say hi now.
And well, he told you how far Fargo was too on that one playing job, right?
Bob, you got?
Yeah. Well, I want to say hello to my wife Kay and our kids, Dwayne, Steve, and his wife, Danielle, and Mary and Evan, and our grandkids, Owen, Dawson, and Wyatt. And I'll probably say hello to the old County Line boys. Jake, Steve Jacobson, and my brother Jerry, and Lyle Baumgartner, and Dan Hansen. Footy, we called him, Tom Husting. John Lavelle, let's see, Jim and Kathy, like you said, out in Montana.
Sure.
And that's about all I got, I think, that I can think of.
Paul, you got?
Well, I guess I'd say hello to Deb Green and my kids, Natalie and Travis, and my two grandkids, Blake and Brooks, are out in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Hmm.
And then my son John and his fiancée, Cece, are in Hudson, and my son Will is living in Baldwin here.
Well, nice. That's the beauty of this. It's you can go on the website and you can go anywhere and get this radio show. And they got listeners out in San Diego that donate money to this show.
Great.
Or to this station, I should say.
Yeah.
But so it's pretty cool that how the world has changed with the internet.
Yeah, for sure.
We're gonna try something different here. We're gonna have Paul is gonna go over and try playing that steel guitar. And he said either the steel or the accordion. He he preferred the steel. So, Eddie, put that accordion away, would you?
Well, maybe I could try the sax.
Yes.
Well, Paul got rid of his accordion when the Beatles showed up.
That's what the Beatles,
he thought he could get more girls with a guitar than an accordion.
Well, you know, he should have took up the tuba. That's where.
There you go.
Okay, I'm not sure what we're going to do, but I'm just going to sit back
we're going to do a song by the Eagles that.
Whoop! Those are soft ones there. Sorry, I'd wreck your picks. So, yeah, County Line did this song some. It's called the Old 55.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a cool steel guitar part, and like I say, I'm kind of a beginner at this thing, but. Let's see what I can do. Oh, I need the headphones on.
It's kind of a treat for me sitting here having somebody else playing steel in here.
It's kind of a treat for us too, Eddie. No, I'm kidding.
All right, we'll see what we can do with this thing.
All right.
And I'm going to ask the guys to see if they can jump in on some harmony here. I could probably sing better when I was in my 20s than when I'm 65, but I'm... what's it called? The Old 55. I'm way past that. 2, 3, 2.
Approved and quickly, I went rickety splitly out to my old. As I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. And now the sun's coming up, riding with Lady Love, a freeway. Just to wish that I'd stay a little longer. Lord, don't you know, feeling's getting stronger. 6 in the morning, gave us no warning. I must be on my way. And put a dark at me. Trucks are all flashing me. I'm heading home from your place. And now the sun's coming up. I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeways, cars, and trucks. Stars beginning to fade. Now I lead the parade. Just to wish that I'd stay a little longer. Lord, don't you know, feeling's getting stronger. As time went so quickly, I went lickety-splitly out to my old 55. I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy. God knows I was feeling alive. And now the sun's coming. Riding with Lady Luck, freeway cars and trucks.
cars and trucks. Freeway cars and trucks.
Oh, very nice. That's Paul Gavick singing and playing the steel guitar at the same time. That's not so easy to do, but
well, thanks for putting up with me on
that. Oh, very nice. That's I just listened to that song on YouTube today. It was Vince Gill singing the lead with the Eagles as he's been touring the last, I think, couple of years with the Eagles. And it was great with those guys singing harmony behind.
Yeah, I bet.
He's pretty good, that Vince Gill. have you noticed that?
he's done all right for himself.
And he fits in good with that group, too, don't he?
He sure does, yeah. Paul Gavick, you're a general contractor for your day job. You build hospitals, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, let's see. As I mentioned earlier, I went to school in Milwaukee School of Engineering, and my dad was an engineer and an architect, actually. He did a lot of architecture around here out of Spring Valley. And I kind of followed in his footsteps, I guess. But when I got out of college, I started working in Minneapolis for a developer who designed and built their own building. So mm-hmm. I worked on the design side and the construction side. And then a couple years later, I went to work for another general contractor, became a partner in that company young, but I was working around the country a little bit doing some shopping centers, building shopping centers, and then it was 92, 93, I started my own company.
Oh,
so,
good for you.
Gavick Construction in Hudson.
Sure.
So I've been, since 93, I've been building lots of stuff around this area.
Between playing in bands and whatever. We're getting a little bit short on time. Do you want to sing something, Bob? We got just a couple of minutes. You got something short we can do? Or Eddie, you want to do something on the steel? Or
no.
We better hear Bob sing it.
Yeah. How about your Knight Riders or something, maybe?
Sure. How about, I learned these guys this song from you guys early on, and before Jeff Walker was popular, kind of. But anyway.
Key of doing this one in Bob.
See? While I was out riding, graveyard shift midnight held on. The moon was as bright as a reading light. A letter from an old friend back home. He asked me, why do you ride for your money? Why do you roam the short bay? Getting nowhere and losing your share. Boy, you must have gone crazy out there. He tells me last night I run on to Jenny, and she's married and has a good life. And boy, you sure miss the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. And she said, now why does he ride for your money? Why does he roam the short bay? And getting nowhere shade. Oh, they must have gone crazy out there.
Okay. Way to cut that just a little bit short, but thank you, Bob. That was very nice. That's a good song. Jeff Walker. We're going to have to say goodnight.
Well, Mike, you're heading for Arizona soon here.
Yep, after the holidays, we're going to get out of here. Yep, so looking forward to that. So
have a safe trip. And
yeah, thank you. So thanks to Bob Zonk and to Lou Ann, who does all this work for us around here. And thank you, Paul Gavick, for rigging this guy up here, too.
The disabled fella.
Yes. Still waiting on that sticker.
Right.
So, okay, I guess we can
Buffalo
we can
Bob.
Say goodbye. Yeah, thank you so much.